Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I'm Megan Lynch. This is Total Information AM on KMOX. The St. Louis County Council could consider a proposal this week that would give members the ability to remove the county executive from office. Joining me now, County Councilman Dennis Hancock. Councilman, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan.
Who is pushing for this and why?
Well, I think what we're really looking to do is bring some accountability back to county government. And I don't know that this is necessarily aimed as much at the county executive as it is really the executive staff. What we found, and probably the most glaring examples, were during our budget hearings when staff leadership wouldn't come to our to talk to us about their proposed budget for 2025. And we've got, you know, as has been well publicized, we've got serious budget issues to deal with. And we the council, have a responsibility to manage through that. But we need the input of the people who are going to be impacted by whatever decisions that we make. And so when that didn't happen, I think that got a lot of people's attention.
What's the specific proposal at this point?
I haven't seen the specific legislation, but my understanding is that it pertains not only to the county executive, but to the county councilor and to basically the county executive's director level staff.
So would it require, you know, based on the discussions that you've had, is the suggestion that it would require all of the council to vote to remove either the county executive or some of these department heads, or would it just be a portion of the county council?
It would require a supermajority of the council members. So with a 7-member council, it would take at least 5 votes.
A lot of people might ask, okay, so why should the council have the authority, especially when it comes to the county executive, to override what voters have said, who they've put in place there?
Well, and I think that's a legitimate question, and I think that's one that we will be taking up as we discuss this going forward. But I think we have to make sure that the county executive hears our concerns and is willing to listen to them. Instead of operating with impunity, I think that there needs to be some accountability there. And whether removal from office is the right amount of accountability, or if it's there's some other way to get that addressed and get that point across, then I think that we need to look at all of those possibilities.
It's my understanding that, you know, after this was suggested, there are some other council members who are saying, well, wait a minute, there's already some provisions in the county charter that would allow for removal or at least some pressure to be brought to bear on the county executive.
Yeah, and I think that they do exist, and bar is pretty high for those. A petition effort could be undertaken to remove the county executive, but that requires 10% of the voters, I believe, to sign a petition, which is a pretty big hurdle to overcome. What I think we want to do is to make sure that if there's a problem, if there's a situation where the county executive needs to be removed for, in the case, we'll go back a few years ago when the county executive was doing some things that ended up putting him in jail. I think that the council needs to be able to take some action to head those things off if we find out about them.
What about the argument that there should be some separation here, that there should be some checks and balances, and that no one branch should have this type of authority?
I think that what the council is seeing is that the charter is skewed in favor of the county executive. That's why if we had a department head or director who simply thumbs their noses at us and says, no, I'm not going to answer your questions, I'm not going to come to your meetings, I'm not going to do anything, we have no control over that at all, except to go to the executive and say, please send your people to our meetings. What we want to do is be able to maybe balance the power in the charter to come back a little bit to include the council, which is a co-equal branch of government.
Could this create instability for years to come, though, if this were allowed, if this ultimately would go to voters and they would approve this? Could we create a situation where leadership in the county executive's office would be very tenuous because of the power that the council would have?
I think that if everybody does what they're supposed to do, there doesn't have to be an adversarial relationship between the executive and the legislative branches of government. I've got 12 years of experience working as a mayor, working with a council that at times was opposed to things that I wanted to do, and I was opposed to things that they wanted to do. But at the end of the day, we were able to work together and find ways to solve problems that affected our residents. That's what we're looking to get to, I believe, in St. Louis County. And today, we don't have that balance.
I'm speaking with County Councilman Dennis Hancock. I'm curious what the timeline is for this, how soon it could be approved and put on a ballot.
Well, my understanding is it has to be moved forward to the election board by the end of January in order to appear on the April ballot. And so, will we make that deadline? I don't know. But I think we need to be working towards getting a piece of legislation in front of the voters as soon as we can. But at the same time, we want to make sure it's the right piece of legislation.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is that enough time, basically, two more weeks to really go over the pros and cons of this?
Yeah, I think we really need to make sure we get it right. I think that's much more important than getting it done quickly.
While I've got you, before we let you go, I do have one question for you about the status of the petition that's calling for your removal from the council over alleged violations of state nepotism laws. Do you know at this point where this stands with the new county prosecutor?
I really can't comment on that since it's still an open court case.
All right, Councilman, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, Megan.
That is Dennis Hancock, St. Louis County Council member, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.